Best has sold over 100,000 boxes in Tesco's in the last 2 weeks. I'm going to be talking today about how and why I think that's been able to happen. So that's what we're going to talk about today, the story of Best and how and why we've engineered the brand, hopefully to succeed for the long term without the Sidemen. So firstly, what is Best and why did the Sidemen launch it? Well, Best Breakfast, Best Cereal, is a cereal brand that the Sidemen started in partnership with Mournflake. So Mournflake, for those who don't know, are a cereal manufacturer, started in the 1600s, so 350 years in the game. And they were the first choice for us because Mournflake really know what they're doing in terms of product. They've also got big relationships with Tesco's and a bunch of the other retailers. So they were the natural choice to make this product. Why was it created? It's because there's a big gap we feel in the cereal space. Cereal kind of falls into, I'd say, three categories, right? You've either got your sort of healthy plain cereals, so the Weetabixes, Shredded Wheats of the world. You've then got your kind of health performance protein cereals, which are trying to disrupt things like Elite, Surreal, Magic Spoon. And then you've got your more indulgent sugary cereals, so cereals like Crave. But there's a gap, right? And that's to find a product that can tick the boxes between price, taste, and health. And those three things are hard to combine. So Best is £2 a box. It has the same health contents as Cheerios, with chocolate and caramel as the two lead flavors. 100 calories a bowl, low in saturated fat, high in vitamins and minerals, which have been added in, and is of course a source of fiber. Also, 10% of our net profits are going to Magic Breakfast, which is an amazing charity that supports hungry kids up and down the country, because food poverty is a huge problem in the UK and many children go hungry every single morning. So again, we're going to be giving away a ton of free boxes and supporting a brilliant charity along the way. And what's interesting about this brand is that it's launched in a very different way to everything else. We've launched straight into retail, and that is a combination of two things. One, we've now got a proven track record of doing retail sales, things like XX Vodka, as well as sides, as well as other products which have been successful in retail. And secondly, the Sidemen. So the Sidemen bring recognition and credibility and numbers that the boys have built online. They can have conversations with retail, having the right relationships, which can open doors that most brands would not be able to get for about 5 to 6 years. It's a real shortcut into retail. And that means you're launching in front of a huge audience of people, many of whom will have never heard of the Sidemen. Here are 4 points of the strategy behind Best, which hopefully will enable this to succeed long term. So the first point is brand positioning. The second is product formulation. The third is focus on distribution. And the fourth is mainstream marketing. Brand positioning. So how have we positioned this brand? Well, firstly, we need to look back at some brand philosophy for 2024. Now, from my observation, the brands that seriously kill it are the brands that have marketing baked into the brand concept itself. So marketing in this sense, I'm defining it really as being the ability to connect with consumers through your product. Now, most brands are just brands, right? They exist with names and with identities that often don't really mean anything or don't really give you too much in terms of feeling. The brands that I observe winning are the brands that are able to market to you within the concept itself. So for example, Liquid Death is the perfect case study for a brand that has ultimately nailed this philosophy of marketing being baked into the concept itself. The American water brand has disrupted a category with humor and an edgy packaging design. Keeping this rebellious spirit intact will be a key factor to its growth. And this is the point. The first line, incongruously named water brand Liquid Death, has grown quickly and impressively. Its explanation for the success it has enjoyed, approaching its marketing like a creator rather than a brand. There doesn't need to be anybody behind this brand. You look at Liquid Death and you go, wow, that is funny. That is interesting. It is incongruous. It has juxtaposition baked in. The very principle of Liquid Death is that it is a water brand that looks like a sort of emo beer brand. That combination is a juxtaposition that makes you interested and compelled to at least try it. And it says on this ad, right, don't be scared, it's just water. Brilliant. And they've become really well known, right, for their incredibly funny commercials, their approach to branding, which is very self-aware, funny, it's light, but ultimately it's because they're able to sell a product that has got humor baked in. It's got marketing baked into the concept. So this is the first principle. The brand is the marketing now, because ultimately then, every time somebody walks past the product, they're marketed to directly. And that's the point with Best. Like, the whole concept for the brand, this is the best cereal. That in itself is provocative, hopefully interesting, and at least makes you go, the best, is it? And you question, and the question gets you to buy it. The second thing with Best is that, as you'll see, the Sidemen are not in the front of the box. People go, why are they not in the front of the box? And the answer is very simple. When you are launching a product like this and a brand like this, and you're getting it into distribution like Tesco's, you need to be able to attract the random mums walking down the shopping aisle trying to buy something nice for their kids. And my personal belief belief is that the minute you have Sidemen on the front of the box, you are automatically alienating anybody who has any cynicism to the creator economy. So the minute you put them on, you automatically halve or a third your possible addressable audience, which is why they're off. And they're only on the back. As you see there, it says created by the Sidemen, made by Mournflake. That was a big debate. Do they go on the front or the back of the brand? So that's the thinking behind that and why the Sidemen are on the back and not on the front, which is really important. And the next thing with the branding is this: simple words. So I think in marketing, simple is often the best. And if you look at the sort of psychology of marketing, often the most simple words are the most effective. So not to call people simple, but we're all pretty simple, right? We like things that are clear, easy, and just instantly attach in our minds. And calling something the best does that. That's why we went with this brand, because everything about this, all the words are simple words. And that's, again, by design. Everything is simple, because in marketing, less is often more. And if we look at this, simple, catchy phrases can be enough to garner interest, and something as easy as changing one word in a sentence can have a huge impact on how well a product sells. People like words that flow, words that make them feel good, and words that spark their curiosity. And I think hopefully with this, that does that, right? It sparks curiosity, but then also words that make people feel good. Oh, well, I wanna have the best, so I'm gonna buy this and get involved. And then also words that flow. This is the best cereal. Even though that's written on top and the brand is known as the best, looking at this, it is speaking to you. It's a sentence. Everything about the branding is designed to be almost like a conversation, like a statement, right? This is the best. Of course you're gonna buy it. Those three principles on brand positioning are why I think this has so far been able to resonate. And let's see, right? We're very, very early days. I don't want to like speak too soon, but I can definitely say that's a big factor as to why 100,000 units have been able to sell in the first 2 weeks, because all of the branding is aimed at everybody, not just people who know or care about the Sidemen. So the second part of the strategy is product formulation. So what do I mean by this? Well, the product itself has been very carefully thought through, and this is why we worked with Mournflake, because they are 350 years in the game. So the first thing to know is that the product is HFSS compliant. So for those who don't know what HFSS is, it's high fat, salt, and sugar. This is low fat, salt, and sugar, which means that you can classify it under government rules as being healthy. This is all part of the government obviously trying to help people to eat healthier food and to incentivize brands to be creating healthier foods, because if they want to be classed as healthy, which comes with a number of benefits from a regulation perspective, then you need to be making things that are healthier for you. So I think a good thing, right, overall. And this product is HFSS compliant. So what that means is we can go into schools, we can work with Magic Breakfast, we can be a lot more open in terms of the ways that we run this brand because it's classified as healthy by the government, which is great. And if you compare the sugar content, 5.2 grams, that is the same amount of sugar that is in Cheerios, which people are often surprised about. I don't think most people would even know that Cheerios have 5.2 grams of sugar in them per serving. This has the exact same amount, and yet it's a way tastier product, which people have been talking about online. And it is also 100 calories per bowl, which again, healthy, which is key, right? You've got a tasty profile of chocolate and caramel, but you have a product which is low in calories, low in saturated fat, and also has sugar content comparable to Cheerios. So you immediately go, well, why am I buying Cheerios if I can buy this, which is tastier and just as good for me? So all of this is possible because of Mournflake. And this is super important to remember. If you are building a brand, try and work with experts who can make you the best product. This is really important. If you can get a product that can actually compete, you will likely win. And to create a product that is healthier, tastier, and still at a decent price point really means that this is a bit of a perfect storm, it feels, in terms of product and branding. So the third part of our strategy, which has enabled the brand to get to this decent position quite quickly, is a focus on distribution. Now, if you're a creator or a talent out there and you have a big audience, you will be able to have conversations with retailers that will open up with the right concept, because retail has a ton of products in there that sell decently, but often are just legacy products, right? They move and they shift numbers, but they're just products that exist because they, well, have existed for a long time. And often retailers are keen, they're open to looking at ways to disrupt and to find pockets of opportunity and value. So if you can come to them with an audience or with some kind of idea and leverage to support both the concept, but more importantly, the distribution of the concept, the marketing of the concept paired with retail, then that's a compelling conversation. And I think many retailers, if the opportunity is good enough, will be up for that conversation. And Tesco have been supporting us so much, and we're super grateful to them. Tesco are the number one supermarket in the country. They have, I believe, based on these numbers, 27% of the market share, which is huge. And what that means is we can reach a huge proportion of the UK who are going and doing their shopping every single week. That means that we are able to again, have the opportunity, if the branding and the marketing and the positioning and the product is done right, to convert that traffic into buyers of the brand, because we are where they are. That's the key. With distribution, often I think we focus so much on D2C. Direct to consumer is of course a starting point for all of us, right? And for anyone who doesn't have the sidemen or a big creator brand behind them or big leverage behind them, you start off direct to consumer. But I think retail needs to be the goal. I think retail often gets discarded as not important anymore. And you can maybe build a brand with direct to consumer that is powerful and works well, don't get me wrong. But I think we shouldn't underestimate the power of retail, especially when trying to build things at scale. But having distribution has been a real key part of this. So focusing on distribution for us, major game changer with this brand versus maybe some of our other endeavors and products, focusing on therefore how you convert that distribution into sales. And again, that comes back to the brand positioning and the product positioning. Those two things are really important and they help us to maximize on this amazing opportunity that Tesco have given the brand to be distributed into their stores. And last, by no means least, the marketing. So the strategy for marketing this brand has been a bit different. We've started from day one with a non-Sidemen focus on marketing. I think maybe you saw the Luke Littler ad that we did with After Party Studios, directed by Ben Doyle. And that was a bit of a punt for us. We've never done something like that before. The Sidemen are never not featured really in the launch of a new brand that's their own. So we wanted to do something different here. And the reason why is because by focusing on a talent like Luke, you're able to reach a completely different audience. And actually we knew that because of his mainstream pickup, by making him the feature of our first ad, you get therefore a huge amount of tabloid and mainstream media pickup and press, which we did. We had Amanda Holden reviewing the product on Heart as a result. We had a ton of mainstream tabloids from The Sun, The Daily Star, Daily Express, everybody talking about it, as well as having industry cred with people like The Grocer, Grocery Gazette, and so on. So there was this amazing kind of storm that happened off the back of that ad because it opened up a different audience, and that was really key. How do you leverage mainstream pickup and mainstream conversation to drive credibility for the brand? Because the Sidemen in the YouTube and creator world lives online, it lives on YouTube, it lives in this bubble, which sometimes feels like it's bigger than it is. But compared to the whole of the UK public, it's a drop in the ocean, and having that realization early was key. Therefore, how'd you find a way to access that whole other mainstream audience who maybe don't even know who the Sidemen are, but they might know who Luke is because he's always in the tabloids and the press. So this worked really well for us, millions of pounds of media value, great way to launch a brand, and it showed, right, that actually doing something a little bit differently works. And I think it definitely gave it the kind of initial buzz that we hope for. We've also done some things like billboards and radio ads and a number of other conventional traditional forms of marketing, which again, I think have helped us to establish this brand as credible. That's really the key. How do you build something that feels like it's a credible player in the supermarket shelves, not just a D2C brand launched by a creator? And that's super, 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 super important. So all this came together, both traditional marketing, social marketing, as well as the other three principles. And I think it's so far worked pretty well. And in my mind, all of these things coming together have helped to drive this great baseline of sales and selling, yeah, over 100,000 in the first 2 weeks. So look, we've been beating some of the top cereals in the space. It's early days. Who knows how this is going to continue? We're looking to open up new conversations, both with other retailers and with Tesco at a bigger level. So there's some super exciting traction for the brand right now. And I think if you're a creator out there, you're looking to launch brands, think about some of these principles. So just to recap what those are, brand is the marketing. Make the brand concept itself funny, engaging, dynamic. Make it something that will give you a feeling if you just look at it in the shop. The second thing is the product USP is key, and proper partners who know their stuff and can be experts in the space. That's how you really differentiate and make something that can properly stand out, I think. Having a product that is genuinely amazing can never be underestimated. Marketing is all well and good, but without a good product, it's empty. Third, distribution over D2C reliance. I think the instinct for many people, especially those who are born in this online world, is to focus on direct-to-consumer online sales. But actually, I think for real traction and growth, retail combined with online sales, that's the key. It's not just having online sales for the sake of them. It's making something that can truly, truly, truly scale with retail, because that's how you access massive distribution. It's very rare to find brands that have smashed it in the consumer space, especially in food and drink, that don't tap into retail. You can only get so far with D2C. And lastly, mainstream marketing for credibility, finding ways to tap into the mainstream narrative and conversation gives the brand a different level of lift and sort of sense of being legit in the minds of consumers who don't know who the Sidemen are, or you maybe as a creator, and who just want something that adds value to their lives and provides a better option versus the things that they're currently buying. So I think all those four things come together, and it's a bit of a recipe. That is how I think we've been able to get to this nice milestone of 100,000 sales within the first 2 weeks. It's something which I really believe is a genuine better option than most of the cereals on the shelf. In terms of taste, price point, and health, I don't really think there's anything better. It feels like, from the feedback we've got online, others love it. And for anybody out there building a brand, hopefully this can be a bit of a blueprint as to how to do things a bit differently. So that is it. That is my kind of breakdown as to how Best has been able to hit that milestone. I hope this was interesting for anybody out there. If you've got any questions about launching brands, getting into retail, margins, product, anything, drop it down below. And we'll be back for another episode of Unboxed next week. Oh, and before you go, of course, like, share, subscribe, send this to a creator who needs some help. And we'll see you back next week for another episode of Unboxed.